Radio, the word that binds so many of us, the habit that has captivated audiences for a century, but a habit, as we all know, that is under attack. Of course, listening has probably never been stronger. All around us, people are listening. Headphone sales must be exponential. The consumption of audio is phenomenal. As it says at the front door with the rather brilliant strapline for this conference, the world is listening. It's just not always listening to radio. In the past 5 years, music streams in the UK have increased by nearly 1,000%. And while 9 out of every 10 adults still tune in to the radio every single week, the media giants of the world are closing in. Our most recent audience figures show fewer 15 to 24-year-olds listening than ever before. Spotify has announced that radio is in its sights. Podcasts are booming. The internet, let's face it, is both a lively enemy, but also a considerable friend. For traditional broadcasters like the BBC, reinvention, therefore, has never been more necessary. So we're changing what we do, and we're changing how we do it. Over the past 18 months, for example, we've concentrated the developments of all of our linear stations on serving the needs of the under-45s, upgrading the programmes that we make and the talent that we develop. Our youth service, Radio 1, has been leading the way with new presenters and new formats. Linear listening is even up. And we're building all our brands in dynamic, eye-catching ways. Radio 1 leads the radio world on YouTube with more than 4.5 million subscribers. The Live Lounge sets have had 500 million views in the last year alone. Our speech services are generating mass consumption through articles, animations, short form, and podcasts, all underpinned by brilliant social media. It's all critical to building our radio station brands. These days, we're also regularly commissioning programmes which aren't first for a linear schedule. Our drama Tracks reached thousands of new and younger listeners before it appeared on Radio 4. Five Lives, Flintoff and Savage has won a host of top awards and brought a different kind of conversation to the network. Our radio stations remain the best way to meet the needs of our listeners. They offer audiences company, personality, they allow them to feel part of a wider community. But there are other audience needs, lean forward, highly engaged needs, which technology allows us to meet on demand. In 2017, 240 million BBC podcasts were downloaded, an increase of 12% in a year. Our podcasts top the charts, and they're some of the most popular in the world. And yet, there are nearly 2 million podcast listeners in the UK who don't consume any BBC radio at all. So, we're commissioning digital-first content aimed at serving younger audiences. We're about to announce the appointment of a new podcast commissioner who will nurture the development of content outside of our station brands. Last month, we passed the million mark for unique requests for our BBC Audio voice app, and the BBC will be launching news and children's skills in the coming months. Later this year, we'll bring all this activity together in a revitalised audio product from the BBC. We aim to combine all our linear radio stations, an audio streaming offer, and our on-demand content in a personalised product, building relevant, easy-to-access content onto our deep archive. With new consumers in mind, we want to create a new listening habit. This product is not just desirable for the BBC, it's absolutely essential if we're to reinvent what we do. Now, I want to say something here about the BBC and DAB. We all once thought that DAB was, alone, the digital future of radio. People were not even mindful of the potential of the internet. But audiences want choice. We now know DAB is very important, but as a part of the ecology, along with FM and IP, we need to do more in the UK before we consider a switchover, and for that to be genuinely led by the audience. We are fully committed to digital, and we believe we should review the landscape again in a few years' time. Great progress has been made, but switchover now would be premature. For now, we believe audiences are best served by a mixed economy. Radio is better served by a mixed economy. I think it's worth remembering also that new content is one of the great legacies of DAB. Look at the ingenious commercial radio brand extensions, whether Kiss, Absolute, Talk, Capital, or Heart. Look at the emergence of our own BBC Six Music, a unique editorial offer now attracting 2.5 million weekly listeners and growing hours quarter on quarter. Listening, buoyed by new content as well as a new distribution network. The two go hand in hand. Of course, we're all in the same boat, we established broadcasters, coming to terms with the challenges of the internet age. I remain convinced that we'll prosper in the hybrid future, but that we'll do so much more likely if we join forces like never before. Great radio is about truth-telling. It helps us to understand each other. At the BBC, our output creates an honest dialogue and shared experience. Our mission is to enhance the lives of UK citizens, not mine every ounce of personal data from them to drive profits. In radio, we create content as an end in itself. We're not doing it to sell something else. New digital technologies like 5G and voice have the potential to transform radio again. How do we make the most of this technology? Or more pressing still, how can we preserve the critical space for radio in cars, where we need to work with suppliers to ensure that radio thrives as part of the connected dashboard? For many years, in spaces like this, we have gathered as allies and rivals, public radio versus commercial, commercial versus commercial. But today it's really time for all of us in radio to come together as one united industry to secure our future. We should go faster and further in identifying our shared goals. We should safeguard radio as a force for good and defend choice for our audiences by reinventing radio for the next century. The world is listening. Thank you.